So please give us a break. Give Clive and myself and the other small parties, give us a break. Give us a fair go.
Fair go time. Meet your minor party. That's the segment that we have here on RN Drive, profiling a party a day right up until the election, or at least until the Thursday before. And tonight, a party that might actually make an impact on this election from the Senate, the Sex Party. You've heard of them before. They've been around for a while, and they have managed to grab some headlines, as you would with a name like that. It's fielding candidates in each state. But preference deals between Family First and other minor parties mean that its strongest chance to win a Senate seat will be in Victoria. I'm joined now by the leader of the Sex Party, Fiona Patten. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Waleed.
Is it really about sex?
Fundamentally, we're a civil liberties party, but we were born out of a lot of those policies relating to sex and sexuality. So, frankly, it was the internet filter that was the final straw that sent us down this path of forming a political party.
Well, there are other, I suppose you might say, sympathetic parties that preference deals seem to be doing favours for you with the Liberal Democrats, the Smokers' Rights Party, the Republican Party, the Outdoor Recreation Party. Is a bloc forming here?
Look, I wish that was the case. None of those parties actually lodged a group voting ticket in Victoria, so they won't be sending preferences to anyone. Least of all us. But there are other parties like the Australian Democrats, WikiLeaks, the secular parties. There are a number of smaller progressive parties that are starting to form a bloc. Unfortunately, nothing like the Christian bloc that's being formed with Christians Australia, Rise Up Australia and Family First.
Yeah, although I suspect you're in a better position to claim a Senate seat than they are. We'll see whether or not that's true. Family First.
I hope so.
Are you, the name is an interesting thing because it's a very, very attention-grabbing, and I see the billboards and all of that, and you can't ignore them. But I wonder whether or not it turns people off.
Look, it's a double-edged sword for us, I agree, Waleed. But as I quite often say, yes, it's a controversial name, and while the word sex is still controversial, I think there's a role for us to hold that name. But a lot of people would never have even heard of us or seen our policies had it not been for our name.
Well, I suppose that's true, yes. But given you're a libertarian party, just one final, it's obvious what your views will be on things like gay marriage and access to abortion and euthanasia and so on. What about something like climate change? Do you believe in government intervention there?
Look, I do. I certainly believe in a price on carbon, and I think, most small businesses and businesses would like some certainty in this area. It's inevitable. We're seeing it happen around the world, and Australia will obviously have to join that.
Okay, not very libertarian, though.
Yes and no. I think it's a carbon price is something that is a known business. We're not completely libertarian, but it's certainly something that we do need to do and that businesses can work from and can prosper from, but it needs to be set and businesses need to be sure of it.
All right. Well, look, it's going to be really interesting to watch you in this election and ones beyond because it is a party that's gathering momentum, Fiona. Thank you so much for sparing some time.
Thank you, Waleed.
Fiona Patten, leader of the Sex Party, one of our minor parties that we profile this week on RN Drive.